Really?
Mm. I've got a tickly nose.
What, do you want Alan to rub it for you?
I'm not sure that's going to help.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what is good for it. Gungeon, Dave. Mm. You could be in the gung chair today.
It's surely between me and Alan today, isn't
well,
it?
Well, the rules are that... there's nowhere in the rules, by the way, that says you play a maximum of one time in the week. There's nothing in the rules that says everybody will play. The team are playing Truth or Gunge.
Right.
Dominic and Tina seem to believe that once you've done it,
yeah,
you've done it.
Oh, yes, I do.
So there is no rule,
we could double dip them, couldn't we?
No. Yeah, well, I was you quadruple dipped in one session.
How was that for you? I told you not to talk about that on the radio.
Sorry.
It's your private business, and that's what got you booted out of the X Factor.
That's true.
And you did it to me three times.
What?
Gunged me.
Right.
Yeah.
And can I remind that on Face Your Fears, Chris wasn't last. Chris was Thursday or Wednesday.
Was he?
Yeah. Because it was me and Dom on Friday.
It's too obvious to put me on Friday. Yeah. So I think I'm today or tomorrow. I think I'm tomorrow.
I think Do you know? Dave today.
Do you?
Allard knows.
I know. Well, I've
worst
seen
liar in the world. I've
seen... Basically, you know
oh, you
what
know.
The order is.
That means
Allard,
you know.
Allard. Allard. Say the word yes. Do you know...
Yes.
There you go. Say that from ready, sir. A Chris Moyle Show.
There's been one thing that's happened that leads me to believe I know something, right?
Oh,
and
George Clooney's arrived.
I can share that with you and you can all agree.
Yes. Go on.
Share it.
I print off the scripts every morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was no script this morning.
So what, so you think they're
so
you?
So I think that's me. I think.
Ah.
Or they could be double bluffing me.
Is this scripted?
Well, the game is. The questions.
Matt's not that clever.
I would have been amazed.
Which page are you on now?
To Three. Find that out.
What?
16.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Will.
We'll do the cameras.
Oh, we're late because of Will now.
As soon as Will, everybody goes to the webcam, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's not on yet because Will Kinder hasn't switched it on. As soon as he switches it on, we're going to do... Oh, we're on!
This week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live on radio and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
So far, Gunge this week, Dominic Byrne. Tina.
Get off me!
Dehealy. Myself. Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Allard.
Hello.
We're Gunge free.
There's Allard.
So far.
I'm not looking forward to today.
Well, it's one of us is going to get gunged. Dave, who do you think it'll be?
Allard?
I think it's me.
I think it's me or you.
As JLS left, they said, see you soon. I was like, how soon?
Did
or
they?
Do you mean like now? Or do you mean...
Oh, do you think one of JLS could be one of the Gungies?
I think they're going to be upstairs watching.
Because it's not not just radio and DJs, is it?
Yeah.
It's friends of the show. Predominantly radio and DJs.
And if it is JLS, then I think it's me.
I agree with you, Al.
Yeah, I'm with your theory. It's you and it's one of JLS.
You think?
Yeah, yeah, but we'll find out. Which one of JLS, though, would it be?
Mm. I hope it's not me versus JLS.
Could be you against Arishe.
Oh, no, could you imagine?
Could be.
We had that with a big smirk on his face.
Yeah.
Shall we find out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Playing Truth or Gunge today is...
Three, two, one.
Allard.
I knew it!
Yeah! Jones.
Ten.
Allard!
Oh, I hate this.
You know the new rule that you have to do it in the clothes you're wearing right now?
Yeah, not allowed. It's too expensive.
Oh, this is going to be brilliant.
Yes.
Right. So, Allard versus somebody. Are we going to say who?
It's so jealous.
We'll do it after the next two records.
I'd be really surprised if it's... I'd be really impressed if it's one of JLS.
I didn't think they'd be willing to get gunged.
I wouldn't have said that.
You know, and
especially with that security guy. Good luck talking him into a smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa.
It's a nice idea, but yeah. Might have been tricky to have organised that.
Yeah. It's Fern Cotton. Well, you've got more chance of
Yeah, all of them in the same cubicle.
Hey, that was a rumour. That was never proved.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a hell of a Christmas party, that, though. Who'd have thought? Tesco's. Anyway.
Every little helps.
So, Alan, go get yourself ready.
Okay.
We'll play a song or two, and then we'll play Truth or Guns with you. Good luck, Alan.
Thanks.
Nice.
Truth or Guns. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC.
Pixie Lott, What Do You Take Me For on BBC Radio 1. Hi, webcam viewers. I'm Chris, and this is The Chris Moyle Show. Look at it, in all its fine glory. There's Dominic there.
Hello.
And Dave.
Hi.
That camera needs moving up a little
Who's
bit.
Mine?
You've got no hairline. You've just got a big forehead. You look like Ant from Ant and
Dec. Do I need to duck my head down a wee bit?
That's good. There we go. You can see Tina De Healy waving at the wrong camera. There you go. it's a skill. Oh, look, there's Matt Fincham there. Look, Arthur Christmas.
Hey, Arthur.
We went to see his movie yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Arthur Christmas. It's a great film.
Isn't it?
Go and see it when it comes out.
I'm going to take Nicole to go and see it when she's not in school.
It's a great
She'd love
film.
It.
It's like a Matt Fincham documentary.
It's very surreal.
And if you're of an age where you might be taking kids or whatever, the beginning bit where they're delivering presents is brilliant.
Mm.
Isn't brilliant.
It?
Well shot, everything.
Mm.
It's animated, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really good. And what's weird is, Matt looks like Arthur Christmas, but he sounds like Greg James.
I know. It's like a fusion of two people we know. Two
anyway,
excellent people.
Enough about this messing around. Mm. It's Guns time.
All this week, the Chris Moyle Show team are battling it out to avoid being gunged in a big tank. And they're doing it live on radio and on the Radio 1 website. This is Truth or Gunge.
Little visual thing there.
You look quite scary when you do that.
Thanks. What are we on?
Plug.
Yeah. Morning, Alad.
Good morning.
Okay, I can now see you in your gun's tank.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm papping it.
Nice.
Nice. Beautiful.
Thank you, Alad.
That's good for level.
I watched it the last 2 days and it was quite funny, but as you sat here, it's completely different.
It's not nice, is it?
It's really not nice, no.
Well, I have no idea who is in the gun's tank next to you, so would you like to say who it is and we'll do the reveal?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome JB!
Oh!
Told you it'd be him, didn't I?
Told you it'd be him.
Now, let me just tell you. No. First of all, JB, well done. You're a brave lad.
Well, you know, it's all good. Take it in my stride, you know?
And by the way, can I just say, it's good to see the man from JLS stepping up today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, before we move on, Dominic, what would you like
there's
to
no
tell?
Need to, there's no
what
need to tell
like
that story.
Say? So here's what happened off the air. Somebody said, who do you think it's going to be? And I went, well, I don't think it's going to be one of JLS. I think that's like a red herring. But if it is, that's brilliant that they would take part. To which Dominic says,
hang on,
it's Aston. Aston's going to do it.
And we said, why?
Yes, we asked why.
Why would you
and
say
why
that?
Did he say Aston, Dominic?
Because he just seemed to be dressed in more leisure wear that he might not worry
you
so much.
You said he looked like he's going to go and wash his car.
No, it didn't. You said that. Aston, I'm joking, obviously. You just looked, you know, more,
Dominic
more relaxed
thought it was
and casual.
Going to be Aston because he was wearing crap clothes.
No, I didn't. Place. Of course, Aston, I love you very much, JLS.
I look
brilliant.
At him there, look. He looks like some kind of hip-hop farmer.
Yeah. MC Dairy.
Oh, don't be moody, Aston.
Oh, come on.
Aston, I was
didn't
joking.
Mean it.
No, I was joking. Whatever.
He's nothing. Properly offended.
Yeah, he's giving you the whatever look. Sorry.
Yeah. Now, grow up, you big girl. Right, so... Okay, sorry. Back to Alad. Let's get on with this, shall we? Alad?
Yes.
And JB?
Yes, sir.
Let's do round one. So, the idea is, whoever gets to 3 points will be safe. So, if Alad gets 3 questions wrong, JB, you are safe, and Alad will get gunged. And let me tell you, there is a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen today.
JB, trust me, you've got nothing to worry about. Let's play round one.
Truth or Gunge, round one.
Alad?
Yes.
We've got a clip of one of your friends.
Great.
Hi, Alad. It's your friend Spencer here.
Now, this could be anything.
If you know Alad a little bit, you know that Spencer knows a lot about Alad.
And there's a lot to know.
It's hot here, isn't it?
So, Alan, Spencer shared a potentially embarrassing story about you.
Of course.
Which involves you and a very cringeworthy story from one of your holidays.
Mm. Oh, give me more than that.
Would you like to guess what the story is and win yourself a point against JB, or would you like to pass, bearing in mind he will tell the story anyway?
Is there really no more than that?
That's so it.
A cringeworthy just like story yesterday, Alid.
From yes. any of my holidays.
It could be yeah. any one of a dozen,
it's
I would imagine.
It's a cringeworthy story from one of your holidays that he knows about.
Just from one night, you could have loads.
Yeah. Wait,
I'm not going to guess and put myself in it, so I'll say pass.
All right, so you're saying pass, which means it's a point to JB.
Well done, JB.
JB.
He has a point.
It's one.
This is the story, by the way.
This story is about our holiday in Mykonos earlier this year when I was there with Alice and Alice's boyfriend and my partner as well. Okay, the holiday was going really well, having a great time, but unfortunately Alice ended up with a couple of bites on his knee. And he was convinced it was snake bites. That Alad was getting really flustered and was convinced he'd been bitten by a snake, so wanted to go to the hospital to get it checked out. Yeah. So we got to the hospital and the doctor looked at his bites and it actually materialised that it was just two mosquito bites, and Alad was absolutely fine and the doctor dismissed him and told him to go home. Alad still wasn't convinced by this and was feeling feverish and had a temperature, so he said he wanted to go back and just stay in the hotel all day long and didn't want to go to the beach or anything at all. So we went back to the hotel and Alad said to his boyfriend Emil that he should go to the beach with us today. He doesn't have to stay with him. Alad was just going to sleep all day. So he went to the beach, had a lovely day, came back in the evening, and Alad was in a real mood, wouldn't talk to Emil at all, didn't speak to him the whole of the next day because he went to the beach with us, even though Alad said that he could go with us and didn't want him to stay with him in the hotel.
You're high maintenance, aren't you?
Such a high maintenance boyfriend.
You are. You're a nightmare. How would you mistake a mosquito for a snake?
Because there were two right next to each other. It was like a snake bite.
You are such a high maintenance boyfriend. Honestly, Aston, you're better off without him, mate.
Yeah.
You
really are.
All right, let's do round two.
Truth or gunge. Truth or two.
Sorry, that was me.
Truth or gunge. Round two.
That's better. Okay, Alan. Let's go for round two. Are you enjoying this, JB?
I'm quietly confident, but I don't want to say anything too soon, you know?
Mm. All right. Well, here is the round two question. We asked 30 people at Radio 1, Alad.
Yeah.
If they thought you were self-obsessed.
I knew it'd be that.
How many of them said, yes, you are self-obsessed? Okay. Is it A, under 10 people? B, 10 to 25? Or C, 26 to 30?
Now, that's different from the other 2 days.
Let me ask JB. JB, from how much you know Alad, would you say Alad is self-obsessed?
I don't know him that well.
That means yes.
I would go for probably yes. the middle one.
All right, okay. It's between 10 and 25 people out of 30.
See, I think 26 to 30.
Why has that changed from 20 to 30?
No, it's under 10.
Yeah.
Between 10 and 25.
Yeah.
Or see, 26 to 30.
I'm gonna because of the change, I'm gonna go for the 25 to 30.
26 to 30.
Yeah.
That's virtually everybody that was asked.
Otherwise, why would you change that?
Now, Alad, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's go good.
Well, there is no good news.
Oh no.
Because you're actually right.
Oh, no, that is good news. That's fine.
29 out of 30 people said that you are totally self-obsessed.
Yeah. Who was the one person that said that you weren't self-obsessed?
Because I need to give
Dan
him a
Goff, right. A unit assistant.
All right, so it's two questions down. It's one apiece. One to Alad, one to JB. Let's do round three.
Truth or gunge. Round three.
29 out of 30 said you're self-obsessed.
Yeah. Alad.
Yes.
Before you joined Radio 1...
Yes.
You worked on several radio stations.
Yeah.
What radio stations did you work at?
Hospital Radio, Radio Bronglais.
Radio Bungalow Lice, what?
Radio Bronglais.
Right. Bronglais.
Bronglais. Worked on Radio Ceredigion in Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
Local radio station in Swansea.
How old were you when you did your first proper radio show on the real radio?
Real Radio, 16.
16?
Yeah, on my birthday.
God, I hope we don't have a clip.
Yeah, oh, so do I. That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Good afternoon, hello, and welcome.
Okay.
My name is Aled Hayden-Jones. You're listening to 96.6 and 103.3 FM. Radio Ceredigion.
Wow.
I'll be here. My name is Aled Hayden-Jones. I'll be here every Friday and from January, Monday also, between 2 and 3 to bring you an hour of non-stop music. During the next hour, all the music will be coming from recent English and Welsh charts.
She sounds like a lovely girl.
She does.
Just in case you haven't noticed, this is my first day live on Radio Ceredigion, so a better way to start than for you to get to know me and what kind of music I'm into. Today I'll bring you 9 typical English songs that I like and some Welsh songs also. This show and every Monday show will be for you, however. So although this type of music is to my taste, I'll be playing a whole variety of music over the forthcoming months. It's billed as being an hour of easy listening, but what one person considers as easy listening may not be the same as somebody else's. Therefore, every weekday between 2 and 3, all types, or at least most types, of tastes will be catered for.
Really? Wow.
So is that your sister Alice Hayden-Jones?
That's horrible.
It sounds like the person doing the safety announcement on the plane.
It sounded scripted.
Hello.
I love the way that you...
I'm Alad.
You can't pronounce Ceredigion either.
Okay.
So, Alad, what was the first record you played on that show?
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Now, I have options.
Okay, go then.
Was it Michael Jackson, Keep the Faith?
Yes.
Michael Jackson, In the Closet?
No.
Ironically.
Oh, that one.
I know that's Aston's favourite track. Or... Michael Jackson, Heal the World.
Michael Jackson, Keep the Faith, album you're, track. My
you're saying
song.
Michael Jackson,
yes.
Keep the Faith?
Yes.
Not Bon Jovi, Keep the Faith.
No.
It's the right answer.
Wow. Yay. Well done, Al.
JB, it's 2 to Alad and only 1 to JB.
What can I say? This is why I didn't want to say anything.
That's also why you're wearing white.
Well, that's fine. Sorry.
I tell you what, by the way, if you've got a change of clothes with you, haven't you?
Yeah.
No, you don't, because the boys have didn't. The boys are just giving it all to the girls outside as a present.
Oh, dear.
All right, so here's what we'll do. We're going to stop and do the news, and then we'll come back. So if Alad gets the next question right, then that is his 3 points. And JB from JLS will get gunged, much to the delight of the rest of JLS. I know it doesn't sound like it. However, if JB wins, then Alad will get gunged. JB doesn't look happy at all.
No,
he looks a lot happier after question one when Alad got it wrong. All right, we'll stay there, we'll do the news, and we'll come right back. This is so good, isn't it?
Truth or Gunge. Only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
That clip is Radio Gold.
Hello. My name is Alad.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
It's an hour of easy listening music. What may be easy listening to some people may not be easy listening to another. Thanks for that, Alad.
Typical English music.
Yeah, we're going to play some typical English music, starting off with Michael Jackson. And you can't get more English than him, the pride of Oxfordshire. All right, you ready with the news?
Yeah.
All right, straight into the news, then back to Truth or Gunge, 8:36.
8:39 now.
Radio Cardigan.
Good afternoon, hello, and welcome. My name is Aled Hayden-Jones.
Alright.
You're listening to 96.6 and 103.3 FM.
Three.
Radio Ceredigion.
Radio Ceredigion. A few people have texted in, Aled, saying, are you playing Slam Jam by the WWF All-Stars?
I'd go with no.
Well, that track in the background.
Could well be.
It could be coming from recent English and Welsh charts.
I don't know.
People are saying you sound like a Ryanair safety announcement.
That's what I was saying, he does.
Right, round 4.
Truth or Gunge.
round four.
Now, it's up to you boys, Alan and JB. There's obviously, there's two booths that you're in.
Yep.
Gunge Tank number one, Gunge Tank number two. Alan is in one, JB from JLS is in number two. All live on the webcam if you want to watch. Now, we could give the controls for both Gunge Tanks to Aston and Marvin or Riche.
Ooh.
Mm.
Interesting.
I haven't decided yet.
That would be good.
No. Because it's got to be fair, right?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, the boys now have control, but Marvin, no. And by the way, if the pair of you ended up getting guns, you'd had to have a shower together, so I know that would be terribly painful for you, yeah. Alex, or maybe not the right word. Right, let's go with round four. Here we go. 2-1 to Alad. We asked fans of the show on the Chris Moyles Show Facebook page and on chrismoyles.net to describe Alad in one word. Out of the 600 replies, which word was the most popular? Was it A, organised? Was it B, grating? Or was it C, Welsh? Now, we'd love to give those options to you again, Alad.
Great. No, grating.
Was it A, organised?
Grating.
B, grating? Or C, Welsh?
Oh, look. Now, don't stop.
Now, be careful, Alad.
Yeah, be careful.
With what you go for, because look at JB. Look, he's got his head in his hands, thinking he could get gunned.
Alad, you need to be sure which one you choose.
You need to be aware that you need this point.
Yeah.
Be careful. Because it's important.
Yes. And you believe in yourself, Alad.
I think if I...
Come on, Chris!
You need to get this right, Alad. Otherwise, it's going to be you and not JB.
So is it A, B or C?
I think it's C. I think they think of me as Welsh before grating. I think that's just internal.
You sure?
No. Not at all. I'm going to go for Welsh.
But Alad, what is wrong with you?
Don't you remember what happened yesterday to me?
I do.
Because okay. I do.
Oh, Tina, are you saying I should go for B? Because I trust you.
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm.
He's already said...
We're not giving you any clues, Alad. Behave, will you?
Yeah. Believe me.
I'm sticking to
you
C.
You should.
Close the door, Alad. Close the door, JB. Oh, my God, the door's fallen off the Gunge Tank. Oh, no. Hang on a second, now where does that leave us?
Ooh. Safety, I can't be gunged.
What?
Just prop it back up again.
So the door has fallen off Alan's gunge tank.
We can prop it against it.
Yeah,
Mark will be able to fix it.
Matt Fincham, what's the deal? Does that mean that he loses a point?
I think so, yes.
Right, no.
Yeah.
You lose a point, Alan.
It's you're cheating, it's
that's not. No, that's not cheating, Alan.
It's the door law, that's what it's called.
Yeah, the door law says another minute of gunge.
I want to swear at you so badly.
Well, I'm going to say it is C, you are right. Now, here's the situation that we're left in, is that Alad has technically won the game.
I don't know.
Which means he should not get gunged. JB has lost, which means he should, according to the rules of the game, get gunged.
Be fair.
However, if we move the camera over to the left very briefly, you will see that the controls are in the hands of Marvin and Arishe. Marvin has got... No, don't press them yet. Don't. Who's have you got, Marvin?
JB.
And Arishe, you've got Alad's. All right, let's put the camera back to the boys.
Don't be cruel.
I think Arishe and Marvin can choose between themselves who gets gunged.
That's fair, isn't it?
I think that's fair.
We bonded on the Teen Awards.
So what we'll do, Arishe and Marvin... What we'll do, boys, is there'll be a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then you two, between yourselves, can decide who gets gunged. And by the way, if no one can predict what's about to happen, then you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Right, so, JB, are you ready?
I suppose so, yeah.
Alad, are you ready?
Yes.
I don't know who is going to get gunged, but somebody will. We'll have a countdown. Let's look.
It's time to gunge in 3, 2, 1.
Oh. It's JB! Oh, my God! look at it.
Amazing.
There is so much gun coming out of that
thing. Oh my god, look at JB's face. Oh,
Arisha's loving it.
White.
Again.
JB genuinely looks like he didn't expect it to be as much as that.
That's a lot.
Oh, Arisha, he's done it again. Oh, oh. You can hear it on his microphone.
It's so cruel.
Marvin, are you sure your button works, Marvin? It went on JB's booth. I'm not sure.
I think it's faulty, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's Alan again. Marvin. Marvin, are you sure the button for JB works? You should try it again just to make sure. Oh, okay. He said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's have a look at the faces then. Oh. And now, is that Aston? Aston is now in charge of Alan's. Look at the state of Alan. Alan, how are you feeling?
Did you notice before, by the way, that JB was doing the international symbol for can I have the check, please?
Hang on a second. Right, stop it with Alan's gungeon. It's going into his mic. Hang on. JB, how do you feel?
That was the symbol for noted because there's three band members.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you wanted the bill.
No.
Tell you what, though, how hot does JB look in his wet t-shirt competition? And Alan, how you feeling?
I'm wet.
Oh, he's still doing it.
I can watch this all day.
Yes.
Dominic, Alan's anger is making yours on Monday look like it was your birthday.
Exactly.
Alan's got his hand up against the glass.
There's JB's again. You can hear it. Oh, Arisha, you are a bad man. All right, well done, boys. Thanks to JLS. Taking it to JB. What a good sport.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a really good sport. And also Alan. And they're literally not that.
Look at the face on it.
Who's in charge of the controller?
I bet it's Aston.
It's Arisha. Look. He's loving it. Alan, well done.
Thank you.
I want to see him when he comes out.
Alan, just stand up in the booth for us. Let's just have a little look.
I won that.
I know you did, love. Let's have
You're
a
both
look.
Winners to us.
Yeah. How do you feel, Alan?
My trousers are falling down because there's so much water in them.
Mm. Yeah. By the way, that little thing at the front of your pants that looks
it's
ridiculous.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Move that, Alan. Yeah,
it's like his belt.
Yeah.
I think you should.
Who's got Alan's controller for the gunge tank?
No one.
No, all right. They've left him alone, finally. Okay, all right. Well done, boys. That was really, really good. Alan won, but still got gunged. JB lost and got gunged. A pair of them were gunged by JLS. Thank you, boys. Which means tomorrow, it's either me or Dave.
Yep. I think it's me tomorrow.
Well, it's one of us, so it doesn't really make much difference, does it?
Should we just... We've done enough of this now, haven't we?
Yeah.
No.
I feel bad now, because I'm thinking, if I get all my questions right, I'm still going to get gunged, don't I?
It does look that way. Everyone's getting
that way. Yeah.
The gunge scenario.
Yeah.
I love that. There'll be a video online of that later. And by the way, you can see the videos of Tina and Dominic getting gunged. We just chop all the questions out and just go straight to the gunge.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really funny. Thank you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Truth or Gunge continues tomorrow, only on The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
So this is an added funny bonus, right? Because we gunged both Alad and JB.
Yeah.
And we have one shower at Radio 1. JB is in the shower and Alad is still in his gunge.
And you know what? JB don't share. You don't. I did ask.
I bet you did.
Did you? Newsbeat just been doing an interview with JLS. Well, the three of them.
Yeah.
Because obviously JB's in the shower.
In the shower, yeah.
And Newsbeat were asking them about X Factor. Mm-hmm. And when it was Aston's turn to talk, I jumped in and leant into the microphone and went, yeah, they're all rubbish on X Factor and they're not as good as us. So hopefully that I might make the news.
Yeah. Good. They won't spot the edit.
Arisha was enjoying that a little bit too much.
He was loving it, wasn't he?
I've never seen a grin as wide.
I don't know, but it's brilliant. It was very funny. Your face, you looked right. All right, pack it in now. Am I right?
Yeah. I think JB had had enough by the end of it.
Yeah. It's not pleasant, is it, Al?
It's horrible.
Mm,
yeah. It's horrible.
Why does it?
It really stinks.
Yeah.
And also,
I might gag.
I can't show you, but there's enough gunge for it to not be a shower.
So it's not watery.
It's not watery. There's just like blobs of thick, sticky
stuff.
It's
like having a shower, yeah, but with bits in it, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes you feel really dirty.
Do you want to smell me?
Oh, no. Thank you.
It does. It's horrible.
Smelly for me.
I don't want to smell you. No, please. I don't want to smell you. Get away from me. And Alan's got white socks on, but you wouldn't know that because they are blue.
That thing that was dangling from my trousers...
Beg your pardon?
...was white.
It's like the belt for his...
Yeah. Oh, right.
You know, the tie for his tracky bottoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miles away.
Yeah, the way you said it sounded weird.
Mm. It's blue now.
Well, it looked blue on camera, weird. Love.
Yeah, like something off Frozen Planet.
Imagine that in HD.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well done, Alan. You actually did very, very well.
Someone texted in rather correctly, wow, who'd have thought a self-obsessed person getting all the questions right about himself?
Yeah, this is
amazing.
Thanks for that, Pete.
The tiebreak question, you were asked a tiebreak question. Can you remember what it was?
How many times I said I in the first hour of the show?
Yeah, to go with the thing of Alan being self-obsessed, how many times did he say I? Well, anyway, here is a clip of Wednesday's show.
I'm technically in Edinburgh, but I'm happy to cancel that. I'm going to be in Bangor Saturday night. I used a link. I could do that.
I don't know.
No, I know. I don't think... Isn't I it? Think so, yeah. Well, I think the pride. I think I wrote to Jim, but I couldn't afford that.
Oh, I'm there.
I can afford the Underground. Am I imagining this? I didn't see last night. There is another one that I like too. I would... I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's... I know. Hang on. How does I don't know count for that?
That's me don't know. Because it's our game and our rules anyway.
It's a little bit
Who
harsh.
Cares what you think?
But here's the strange thing though, Alan. You also got that right as well. You would have got the tiebreaker.
Oh, we're tied.
Alan, you don't have to look any further than that question, which was how many people out of 30 said that they thought you were self-obsessed? The answer was 29. Those are the questions. That's a high percentage.
You
are
Big Boss Ben as well, I can tell.
Yeah, well, he was one of those people.
Definitely.
I'm going to go and pre-order my JLS album to say thank you for the boys. Yeah. I thought they were a good sport
today. Really
JLS,
good.
The single's out this week, the album's out on Monday, and well done to JB. He's getting himself dry now and fresh change of clothes. Right, Tedious Link Dave, yesterday was Mr. Wendell, Arrested Development.
Arrested Development also had another...
Lunging tomorrow will be either me or Dave.
I think we've done it now.
Do you think?
Yeah, in many ways. We've done it. Don't want to milk it.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to it. Can we make the rule, though, that if you do get the right amount of points, you don't get gunged? I think that's what we should do.
To be fair, we haven't stuck to that thus far, have we?
Well, no. There's only one day we've broken that rule, because...
Yeah.
Dominic lost on Monday, got gunged. Tina lost yesterday, got gunged.
Today, Alice...
JB lost today, got gunged. Mm.
Alice Hayden-Jones... One, but
that.
we still gunged.
It's time for our live link up with Radio Cardigan.
Oh, yes. Radio
Cardigan. Stop.
What? Sorry, I'm really sorry. This is annoying me. Right now, I don't speak Welsh.
How do you pronounce it?
My understanding is that it's Radio Ceredigion, right? Ceredigion, spelled Ceredigion, I think. Now, listen to the jingle again. Does it not sound...
You say what?
I think it's Ceredigion.
Ceredigion.
Yeah. Now, I'm no Welsh speaker.
They put in an extra
syllable. An extra G in there. It sounds like Ceredigion. Radio
Ceredigion. It's like the fella used to go, it's blind the date.
From Radio Ceredigion.
He's throwing all the D's in. Radio
Ceredigion. The piano playing isn't all that matching.
Good afternoon, hello and welcome.
Oh, hello, who are you?
My name is Alan Hayden-Jones.
Oh, right, you seem like a nice girl.
You're listening to 96.6 and 103.3 FM. Radio Ceredigion.
Nice, okay, good. Tell us
I'll
more.
Be here. My name is Aled.
No. Here he is.
Oh, come on.
Come on, this is funny.
I want to know about your easy listening hour of music between 2 and 3. What a schedule that station must have had.
Aled, how are you pronouncing Ceredigion?
Ceredigion.
Exactly, that's the way I said it. Now, the jingle has an extra G in it. Ceredigion?
You're right.
Mm.
You're right.
Well, They had a load of spare
G's
consonants to throw around.
It's my first ever show.
Is that your first?
Do you know what? First ever
show. You can't tell,
really, Dave. Mm-hmm. I like.
Tell you what, though, she sounds cute.
Stop it.
Yes.
What? Seriously, you're as butch as the drummer from Hanson.
I was a young boy who hadn't gone through puberty yet.
Right. And we're still waiting.
You were 16.
Yeah, well, good boy, Joe. Shouldn't be long now.
Yeah, you were 16, weren't you?
Was it 16? Actually, if it's my first show, that was 14, wasn't it?
It was January 19th.
Good afternoon, hello, and welcome.
Today's flight time will be 55 minutes.
My name is Aled Hayden-Jones.
Please stop. What can I do?
You're listening to 96.6 and 103.3 FM. Radio Ceredigion.
Nice.
I'll be here. My name is Aled Hayden-Jones. I'll be here every Friday and from January, Monday also. Between 2 and 3 to bring you an hour of non-stop music.
What's the point of being on for an hour between 2 and 3?
It was,
weren't you at school or college?
No one got paid, so obviously. So lots of people came along and kind of offered their time for free.
Yeah, I'll do a show. Yeah, well, can you be on from 12 till 3? How much is it? No money. No, I'll do an hour. Don't take the mickey. Someone just texted in about Radio Cardigan.
Ceredigion.
That's what I said. Radio Ceredigion. I look after Radio Ceredigion. So someone on the text.
Oh, wow.
So there you are.
During the next hour, all the music will be coming from recent English and Welsh charts.
Wow. What music did he play for the Welsh charts? Do you remember?
Oh, no. No, actually.
It's like Bryn Terfel and people like that.
Let's have a look now at the Welsh charts. And at number one, it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Just in case you haven't noticed, this is my first day live on Radio Ceredigion, so what better way to start than for you to get to know me and what kind of music I'm into.
Right.
Today I'll bring you 9 typical English songs that I like and some Welsh songs also.
Right.
This show and every Monday show will be for you, however. So although this type of music is to my taste, I'll be playing a whole variety of music over the forthcoming months.
Right.
It's billed as being an hour of easy listening, but what's one...
Billed by who? Someone who wasn't listening?
In the listings.
Right.
One person considers as easy listening may not be the same as somebody else's.
Prices may go up or down, and free parking. Written details on request.
Your home is at risk if you keep the doors and windows open.
Form every weekday between 2 and 3, all types, or at least most types, of tastes will be catered for.
When you say typical English music, I expect you to be playing like Fat Les and Vindaloo or something, you know.
No, it's what I meant to say typically the kind of songs I like. That's what I was trying to say. Wasn't well scripted. Should hear the start of surgery. Sound the same now.
Really?
I nearly did a comparison.
What, maybe an STD for you might not be an STD for somebody else.
Exactly.
A typical STD.
Absolutely.
Today on the surgery. Yeah.
I'll give you advice to... I'll give you my advice on how you get off with somebody, but trust me, it might not be applicable to how you want to get
conditions
off.
Conditions may go up or down.
There is a flaw in the game that we don't get to get back at Matt, because Matt's doing this tour.
No, we do. We're to next week, Truth or Alsatians.
I told you, I'm off next week.
You're getting it next week.
You are that.
Well, why do you need to get him back?
Because it'd be fun.
To be fair, the years of abuse I've took from one of you, you know.
We've been nothing but nice.
Like therapy.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
We've been nothing but nice to you.
Years of abuse. I don't think you've ever had anything thrown at you that you haven't caused.
You're the architect of your own downfall.
Yeah. Do you know what you are? You are. That's the statement. You just said the verbal equivalent of a bad driver who constantly causes accidents behind them and goes, "Roads are a little bit crazy out there today."
Can I bring in Freya at this point, who actually came up with the idea of the game? She's been off for the last few weeks, but she actually had the original idea.
Not the
I've
game.
Just run with it.
It's the venom that these questions have in them. Like, you've gone for the juggler here.
The gunge is funny.
I can't wait for mine. We are 30 people in the building. Are you a fat, big-headed idiot? How many people said yes?
Or love him?
I'm like, what? Hang on.
He's finding out truths about yourself.
Dominic, we asked 30 people in the building if they find you a bald, moody, obnoxious idiot. How many people said yes, they do, after we prompted them, find you?
Because it'd be funny. Yeah.
Well, it's either me or Dave, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm being quite honest with you. I really am. I think it's been good fun.
Yeah.
I really do.
No, I do.
No idea who's going to be in the Gunge tank next to me.
I don't know who's going to be joining me either.
You're both like who you're up against.
Really?
We've chosen them, yeah, tactically.
Do we know these people? Well, like, are they friends of the show?
All I'm going to say is you know them.
Right, okay.
That's it.
Are they yes. DJs?
One Direction.
Are they Radio 1 DJs?
You know them.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to be Britney.
Maybe not Britney.
But it's who's up for getting gunged. That's the thing. So,
see, not many people would. I mean, that's why it's credit
I was really
to,
impressed with
credit
JB
to JB,
today.
You know, because a lot of people would have not done that.
And Westwood and Zayn as well. Bearing in mind that Zayn kind of got away lightly, but he got out of bed, he gets in, you know, he's got his family there, he leaves them behind, comes in,
yeah.
sits in a booth for half an hour.
Got to plug Masterpieces though, didn't he?
Oh, his kids would have done watching. It anyway.
What? His kids were watching on the were website they? That morning with his wife, yeah.
Alan's video will be on later of him getting gunged, with Tim and JB getting gunged. I thought for a second you were going to get away with it.
So did I.
Yeah.
Because I thought they would have taken it out of their yeah. bandmates and that was it.
It was a brave choice of him wearing a white t-shirt as well.
Why is white out?
Oh, it's more translucent.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's more see-through.
All right.
Oh, it's time for live link time again with
Radio Cardigan.
We're going to do a simulcast with Radio Kerry-digga-gigga-gigga.
Terry-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga-gigga
and welcome.
And cue Alan again.
My name is Alan Hayden-Jones.
And cue Alan again. Now, Alan...
You're listening to 96.6 and 103.3 FM. Radio Ceredigion.
Pause. And again. Go. Cue.
I'll be here. My name is Alan Hayden-Jones. I'll be here...
Yeah, he can't say his name. My name is Alan Jones. Oh, no, well done, well done, well done. You sounded very lovely. What a lovely little girl you were. How lovely for your mum to have two gorgeous little girls.
Yeah. Malaria and Alice.
Hello, I'm Alice Hayden-Jones. Radio Ceredigion. I'm going to be here every Wednesday, every second Wednesday of the month, from 2 till 10 past. Playing a confusing hour of easy listening music from both sides of the Atlantic of Wales.
What may be the Atlantic side of Wales to you may not be the Atlantic side of
Hang
Wales
on,
to
wait,
everyone
you're
else.
Suddenly from Sunderland.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's, I don't know where I'm from. Shemai!
Shemai!
Can you,
now
can
we've got some traditional Welsh artists for you. We have Shirley Bassey, we got Tom Jones, and before they've even been born, Catatonia.
Can you just play that clip of Alad again, but just stop just before he starts speaking?
What, the jingle?
Yeah, the jingle, and then just stop just before he starts talking.
Good afternoon, hello.
Yeah, whatevs.
It's perfect.
Shemai, welcome to Aladair.
You're
very welcome.
Come fly with me.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Going to be setting off in about 10, 15 minutes. Shouldn't be much of a delay. Then we're going to be heading up towards Wales, taking a left there and heading on out looking after you in the cabin today is Alice Hayden-Jones. She'll be talking to you in just a few seconds, so sit back and enjoy the flight.
My name is Alice Hayden-Jones.
I'll shortly be coming to the cabin to collect your headset.
Oh, I love it.
No, you're not funny.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not even a little bit funny.
Yeah, not even a little bit funny. We'll move on, shall we? Yeah, you're right.
Alice! Coming up today on BBC Radio 1...